Blog Talk Radio.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Yes, we are in the season of giving, the season of the first Christmas, all about love. The song I sung, Because He Lives, by Bill Gaither. We should have no fear because he lives. Whatever happens, because he lives, we should have no fear. Because you see, Jesus come so that we may have life and that we may have life more abundantly. This is his word. This is his truth. This is his promise. For you see, the thief cometh not but for to kill and to destroy. But Jesus says, I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. For I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. God gave his son so that we may have life more abundantly. God gave his son so that we may find peace with him, with ourselves, here on earth and in heaven. This is God's will, and we can choose God. And if we fail to choose God, we have chosen Satan. For in God comes eternal life. And when we choose the light over darkness, we are rewarded And Jesus is the light, the truth, and the way. And no man cometh to the Father but through the door. And God gave his Son so that we might have life more abundantly. Fear not. Fear not to the I Love Politics show. And I'm your host, B. Says. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. These are on my plate daily. And these have reaped me successes in life. Pleasures that I reap day by day because I do politics, I do praise, and I do productivity. I follow God's word. I trust in God. I fear nothing that man can do. I fear nothing that people can do. For my life belongs to the Lord. I live my life as such. And I find joy in every day of my life. Because he said, he write these things unto you that your joy may be full. And once you love the Lord and accept him in your life, you will reap his joys and have a full plate of pleasure. And this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And when we look around our nation today, we see darkness. We need to reach for the light. We need to set our eyes and heart on the light, not the darkness. For he says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Can I be in darkness and walk and fellowship with the Lord? Peace be unto you. It does not mean that there will not be chaos in your life when you walk in the light, but it means that you will make your way through because you will walk by faith and not by sight. You will stand in God's love. You will pray the prayers of hope and peace. And you will do the works to assure that God's will is being done in your life, which means God's will be done also in the lives of those you connect with day by day. You cannot love God and not love your fellow man. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I read you 1 John 1 through 10. We have a duty as Christians. And I hear people saying, God bless America. And I hear people speaking as if they do no wrong. When I know scripture says all unrighteousness is sin, and I know that when you know God's word, you never point fingers, because actually more fingers are pointing back at you. It's just a fact. We have to love one another and love action word. You cannot love the brethren, but you can't find anything good to say. We the people of America, our nation, are making choices that are costing this generation and generations to come. Billionaires are lying and saying that the nation is not doing enough for businesses when businesses are hoarding money and resources all over the world. Money is being hoarded. Money that made from Americans, consumers, and it's being kept in countries, other countries, to avoid paying American taxes. This is the season of taxes. This is one of the things that the birth of the baby Jesus was about. People were told to go so that they can be counted. We cannot get beyond taxes. It is a way of life. There is a necessity. The Christmas story is about the governor of Syria and taxes and Joseph and Mary, the Virgin Mary, the wickedness, the needy, the baby Jesus. No room at the end for the baby Jesus to be born, so the baby Jesus had to be born in a stable, and the kings brought gifts to this newborn king. We are in the season of love and giving, and America is failing big time. Jobs are being outsourced to other citizens in other lands to prevent, because billionaires in America don't want to pay American taxes, because billionaires and millionaires don't want to pay American wages, because billionaires and millionaires don't want to pay benefits to the American families so that American families can have better infrastructure throughout the land and better schools and better hospitals, and the cost of living can match people's wages. And millionaires and billionaires, rather than helping in their own land, they're hoarding money. They wouldn't have made it through the first Christmas with their actions. They would have been killed for failure to do as the king said do. Christmas is about the first Christmas. And what we are witnessing in America this Christmas season is the heart of the greedy, the love of money, the evil doings, racism, police brutality, the thief comes in the night to rob, steal, and destroy. Paid politicians who are robbing and stealing and destroying this country. We have CEOs who are robbing and stealing and destroying this country. They walk in darkness. For if they walk in light, we will not have illnesses in our country and the kind of hatred that we have in our country. Yes, these things will always be with us. But there are people who seek better things, people who are walking in the light seeking better things and being tossed into darkness by those who live in darkness. To those who are in darkness, it's easy to see the light. Just ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of all of the unrighteousness, past. And make him a promise in your heart that you're going to love others, that you want to be saved, that you want to have eternal life with him, that you don't want money to separate you from the love of God, that you will do God's will in your life forevermore. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And those who already walk in the light, don't you dare give up hope. For when God is for you, who can be against you? He said he will give you the desires of your heart. And if you desire employment so that you can take care of your family, take care of yourself, then you ask anything that you will in God's name. And he will open the doors for you. For he is the light. He is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son to bring us the way back to him. To bring the world peace with him, and to give man here on earth life, and to have life more abundantly. God's intention is for man to have life more abundantly. You have not because you ask not. Ask anything that you will in God's name. The Christmas story, no room at the inn. God will not shut you out. And I'm asking you, I'm asking our nation to take time this Sunday and worship with others. Go, sing songs of praise to God. God, and sharing the festivities and the giving of gifts. Go to glory. You know, once upon a time, Christmas in our nation was not divisive. People passed one another and said Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, and people had smiles on their faces, and they gave to the homeless, and the smells of Christmas was all around, and people were busy hustling and bustling and working and giving, buying gifts. We're in a different Christmas spirit in America. I'm asking you this year, buy gifts for those who serve you every day. Buy gifts for those who are busy doing for others, so busy doing for others, they don't even find time to realize they need to do for themselves. Buy gifts for those who are likely to not receive a gift. Visit the jails. This is our duties. The homes of the elderly. Visit them. The hospitals. Visit them. Be a secret Santa by doing a good deed without the knowledge of the receiver. Do it because you can. Bring joy to our nation. Do it. Let the heavenly bodies open up and sing joy to the world. And allow God to open the windows of heaven on our nation and heal our nation. What better time than Christmas? What better time than Christmas for us to start all over anew? The time of the Nativity. Joseph and Mary. Joseph was a carpenter in Nazareth, a small town in the land of Israel. He was betrothed to Mary, who also lived in Nazareth. Shortly before his marriage, Joseph had a strange dream. In it, he saw an angel of the Lord who came down from the heavens and spoke to Joseph. The angel told him that after his marriage, Mary would have a son sent by the Lord to save the people from their sins. And the angel said that the child should be called Jesus, the Virgin Mary. Joseph was approached about the Virgin Mary who was with child. Now, in those days, Israel was part of the Roman Empire, ruled over by the Emperor Caesar Augustus. Soon after Joseph and Mary were married, the Roman Emperor commanded all the citizens of the empire to return to their own towns so their names could be listed in a census. This would show how many people lived in the empire under Roman rule. Joseph and Mary were descendants of the family of David. So they returned to their hometown of Bethlehem, King David's birthplace. When they reached Bethlehem, the town was filled with people who had come in from the countryside to be listed by the Romans. Even though Mary was about to give birth, they could find no place to stay in Bethlehem. Finally, they lodged in a stable where cattle were kept, and there the baby was born. They had no crib for him, so he was laid upon hay in a manger. Cattle eat. On the night of the baby's birth, some shepherds were tending their flock in the field near Bethlehem. Suddenly a great light shone upon them, and an angel of the Lord appeared. They were frightened by the vision that the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you news of great joy, which shall be to all people. But there is born to you this day in Bethlehem, the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Then the angel told them how to find the child. "You will find the child wrapped in the swaddling clothes, laying in a manger." And they saw that the sky was filled with angels and heard them singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. We need love in America. The love of Jesus. The sins of Satan were binded by Jesus when Jesus died on the cross. There is nothing Satan can do to any of us except we allow it, except we claim it. So claim that which you desire and cast aside that which you have want no parts of. Fear not, because he lives. All fear is gone, and he holds the future. And we've come this far, and I'm sure we'll go a lot farther. But you must put your faith in the Lord thy God and not in men and not in those who say they will bring you harm, but in the Lord thy God that said you can face uncertain days because he lives. You can face tomorrow because Jesus lives. Regardless of what politicians are doing, you can if you say you can. Say you can in Jesus' name. Regardless of what CEOs are doing, regardless of what the managers are doing or not doing, you can have the desires of your heart, but you have to ask, you have to seek, you must knock. You must have faith, you must pray, and you must do the work. And you must have love for one another. There's no way around it. And if you're living in fear, then Jesus don't live in your heart. That is not where Jesus lives. There is no room for darkness where there is light. There is no room for fear and hatred where there is Jesus. walk in the light this Christmas, the beautiful light of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came so that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly, so that you may seek his will and do his will and have peace on earth and in heaven. This is not a fictitious peace. This is not peace where everybody walk up to you and kiss your cheek, peace. This is peace in your heart and peace in eternal life. And as far as the evils of the land, they are there. They will always be there. But they do not have to succumb. You don't have to succumb your life to other people's fears. But walk in the light. God gave his son so that we may have life more abundantly. Read the Christmas story. Give gifts and give God the glory this Christmas. A new life for yourself and for your family. Trust the Lord thy God with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. And have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas night. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Have yourself a merry little Christmas day. Merry Christmas.